Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Enjoying it.
Yeah.
He's been on a lobster tour, not going to lie. I thought he would tire of it, but he hasn't yet. So the first thing on the agenda, and I don't really know how you want to frame the discussion, but these are some of the ideas that I had come up with and suggested to Mike that might be useful for conversation moving forward. And that involves taking a look back initially. So the past season, if there are any concerns that the Harbor Master's office had regarding operation, if there were any identified efficiencies, if the police department thought of any things that they could add to the discussion that might be helpful and useful for future operations, whether it be here or in the downtown or even in other areas.
I can't really speak to downtown, but down here, overall last year, I think we had, what, 6 cruise ships, large ones anyway. I think it went relatively smooth. We did have one hitch with one of the ships. Ed was here for that one. But I think it was more of a ship-based issue with the tendering. Back and forth, they had a couple of tenders that were down. So we had a lot of people standing on the pier for large amounts of time, and the weather played a part in it as well. So. Our main concern, obviously, down here is the safety of the people coming ashore. We have to maintain a Coast Guard facility for these people. But another one is efficiency. One of the large issues we have, I'd say, is the bathroom facilities. We simply don't have the bathroom facilities to accommodate 2,000 people within 4 or 5 hours of tendering in and then again tendering out. It's one of the larger issues, I think. It seems as though the buses and the taxis have worked okay since I've been here. Ed can speak of past years, I don't know. But overall, I think last year was okay. I don't think we could ever run 2 cruise ships a day. That would be almost impossible with what we have. But
facilities?
Yeah, for facilities and just the area that we have to work with down here with the buses and the taxis and such. I think this year we have 6 scheduled, which is manageable. You know, I think as long as there's no tendering issues or inclement weather, we'll be okay. If we get inclement weather down here, it's going to be a little challenging because there's not a lot of places down here that people can go. So they basically need to get off the tender and onto the buses. So if there's any issue in between, there's going to be problems, I think. Anything else to add on that, Ed?
No, I think you covered it pretty well. I mean, that's exactly what the problems are going to be.
Yeah.
Is when you have a lot of people, is that time between when they're either on buses or off of buses. If that's what they're doing, is getting on buses. If they're just wandering uptown. The problem we had with last year was it was a ship that hadn't tendered in a long time, so they had forgotten that you need to get all your tenders going because everybody comes back from a bus trip or they have the schedule of when the boat's going back to the boat and they're all going to show up all at once. So it's up to the boats to make sure that they can all get back in a hurry. You know, I think in some other ports, it's not the ships that do all the tendering. What, in Bar Harbor, they now have a hired tender that can do it? Yeah, and we don't have that here in Rockland.
So overall, I think it's okay. I think we manage.
In the SOP that you created, is there any mention of if this is ever your first time to Rockland, please call the office in advance and we can have a discussion and dialogue about, you know, what we are?
Not really. Usually what happens is the ship agents call us and schedule the date that they're going to come and give us a rough amount of people that are going to be on the boat. And we'll go over some of the logistics, but generally the ship doesn't call us.
The agent.
We're back and forth, but the ship themselves or the company usually doesn't contact us.
Mm-hmm.
usually until the day that they're here and we sign the paperwork for the DOS.
Right. So if you had that suggestion in the SOP and it went to the agent, then the agent could send it to the ship and then the ship could, you know, just back and forth and, you know, so, you know, I don't know, just fine-tuning the messaging. Remember the time it was pea soup and like the mother with the baby ducklings and
I think who's the ship's agent for the ships that are coming this year?
Mostly Northern LA. Yeah. Well, there's another one.
Because they should have that experience. And I think that's part of that communication.
The ones that we have this year have certainly worked for the ships in the past. For the ship, but it's not a bad idea. We can do that. I can try. It's only like six, so it's not a problem for me to track down. So.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to add, the experience we had last fall with people backed up was definitely not ideal, and it was a hot day, and I sent a pretty directly worded note by email to Royal Caribbean. I think you both copied on that. And they responded fabulously. And that ship actually came back three more times last fall. And they got it figured out for those three subsequent visits, and there was no waiting, and they had set up a water station on the dock. They got the message, and they made the adjustments necessary to make it better. So I was where that first visit was not a great passenger experience waiting to get back on the ship. They heard the message and they responded, so I was pleased to see that.
So minus the mechanical issue with the tenders, then it probably would have been a much different scenario. Were there any other concerns? Did you have anything that you wanted to mention?
No, we have not experienced any problems, any influx in crime or anything like that with a cruise ship. And with 2,000 people, even if they all decided to stay in Oahu, it's really no different than any other Saturday tourist festival time of year that we're not able to handle.
Great.
And the only issue that I've heard about, one of the issues, is basically when you do have, 1,000 to 2,000 passengers coming aboard and they're all tendering in, it takes away the public access also. So we've got to be, considerate of that at the same time.
Right.
Especially that day that, the mishap happened. But that's understandable. Everybody knows about that. And it was corrected, through the cruise line. But, the public accesses their tenders or their, dinghies the same way that the cruise passenger is coming in.
Well, that actually leads us to the next bullet point on the agenda, which,
we've got a ton of things I want to hit.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, because that's actually the improvements down here is kind of the next thing.
So to piggyback on Tom, we do our best to take people through the security checkpoints in order to get to their vessels and such. And I thought last year, once by a while, I only had one instance where the person, I think, was just upset about the whole thing. But we were able to get them down to there being no problem. So,